Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Alright, we're here at Toronto Comic Con, Sunday morning. I'm here with Agent Daryl.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we're happy to have with us back on the show the lovely player too.
Sunday. I mean, hi.
Doesn't Sunday mean fun day?
It means tired day. Sleep.
Nap day.
So I have to ask you a hard-hitting question right off the top here.
Oh, God.
So 1 year ago today,
yes,
you were with us to interview Teal from Stargate.
I still have yet to wash this hand.
Nice.
Nor the rest of my body. So really, I'm just disgusting.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's how much Teal meant to you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want to ask you about something. We were there at the Star Wars Christmas toy show in Mississauga.
Yes.
And you guys did the greatest thing. You and Rob, you actually dressed up as Alfonso's creations.
There's a possibility that happened, yes.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about it?
No, we are.
Okay. I thought that was so awesome and so sweet. How did that come about?
Well, when I first met Alfonso, I just realized he was a really, really good guy. So first thing that happened was I was with Balmer, and he had introduced me and said, hey, you know, you should promote this girl in all of your comic books because she's awesome, which, I mean, I'm not, but... So I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. And he's like, oh, yeah, I would definitely do that. Just give me her info. And it was way out of the blue. Like, I didn't expect it. I was, you know, really not there to promote myself at all. I never really do. And, I just realized he was a really genuinely good guy. I wanted to do one of his characters. And finally, I convinced my boyfriend to do it, too. And so then we did the dynamic duo and rushed to get it done, which is why it wasn't the greatest. But
how long did it take you, actually?
From planning stages to final, about a month. But like I said, we rushed to get it done at the end there so that we could get it done for that convention. So I think all in all, the actual costumes took us about a week.
And the look on his face when you guys came out.
I kind of hoped he would have cried, but I think he did on his own time.
He might have. It looked like he came close.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
I always told him that just because I tease him all the time about where he's from in the nicest way possible because I love him. But I always told him that he would cry hot sauce, like the Taco Bell hot sauce.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah. We just interviewed him, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he cry Taco Bell hot sauce?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
Beautiful.
I think so.
Beautiful.
Now, something else I wanted to talk to you about. Since we last interviewed you, you've started a podcast.
Yes.
Which, welcome to the world of podcasting.
Yay!
How have you been enjoying that? How'd that idea come about?
Well, I was realizing that there's not a lot of female-centered cosplay podcasts, I really wanted to kind of add to the world of podcasting without taking away from the world of podcasting, so I did kind of try and steer towards my own thing. So it started off with me being with Johnny Meatball, who I know is part of your show as well.
Yeah.
And we podcasted together just talking about various topics. And now I think I am going to be expanding to include another member of your team. Sorry, I keep stealing them.
Oh, that's all right. I love it.
But I believe I'm going to start podcasting with Sarah, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome to hear, actually. You guys are doing a great job so far, and I can't wait to hear more episodes.
Yeah, I'm really excited, too. Got a lot of cool stuff coming up, and you can actually start listening to them.
Yeah.
You got to get caught up.
Yeah, I'll catch up. Are there any cosplays in the works you can talk about?
Well, yesterday I was dressed as Ariel. That was a new one.
That was good.
I'm actually working on another Ariel. I'm hoping to have it done for Cape, which is in Cornwall. I'm actually a guest there.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm hoping to have the mermaid Ariel done, and I'm going to do a latex tail.
Nice.
I just have to see if I can do enough sit-ups to be comfortable with showing that much skin, but
all right.
then, yeah, that's kind of my upcoming plans.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm assuming you'll be at Jace Horse?
Of course.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Always good to see you there. You did panels here yesterday?
Yes, I've actually got a panel today, too. So yesterday we did a Geek Girls Q&A. So I'm a member of GeekXGirls.com. I have been since the very beginning.
Yeah.
So we did a Q&A about that. People were asking us questions like, how do you become a geek girl? One guy asked about our skincare routines.
Oh, wow.
It's a little strange. But, that one was fun. And then I did cosplay for beginners because I don't consider myself, even though I've been doing this a long time, I don't consider myself a vet by any means because there's always room to grow for everybody. So, I did that one. And then today I'm doing a Disney panel because I am a huge fan of Disney.
Of course. That's cool. Right on. Anything else you want to pimp before we say goodbye today?
Jace Wars, actually, since we brought it up. So right now I am doing print sales with 50% going to Jace Wars. Jace Wars, in case anybody doesn't know, is a charity benefiting McMaster Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House of Hamilton. All of the money is going towards these causes. There's proof of where it's going, which is great because a lot of charities don't do that. And it is all because a friend of ours, Aaron, his little boy, unfortunately, was served the bad straw and had a brain tumor when he was younger. Everything's fine now.
Thanks to the power of the force.
They want to give back to the community that helped them so much and to the doctor that helped them so much.
Yeah.
So they are funding his research team to help end childhood illness and also raising awareness for brain tumors in such young adults and children.
It's a great cause. I mean, we're definitely part of it, too, at We Got the Geek. And
also a friend of the Geeks.
Yeah.
Exactly. See him at most of the cons as Darth Vader. And, I've seen Jace as his little as Boba Fett. He looks adorable.
Yeah.
I saw him, I think, it was pre-Comic Book Day 2 years ago when I first met him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone, get on board with that. They're great people. When is the event coming up, the fundraiser?
It's Father's Day weekend. I can't remember if it's the Saturday or the Sunday, which really I should know, so I'm horrible.
Yeah.
You can either come out and donate at the event. They'll have games and prizes and raffles and all that fun stuff. Or you can donate on their website. They actually revamped the website, jacewars.com. So you can either buy merch, which will, help fund their cause, or you can donate directly on the site.
Cool. Very good. As always, thanks for talking to us. And maybe I'll take the U route this year and not wash my hand because I touched Karen Allen. So.
Do you want to touch hands right now?
Oh, yeah.
Let's rub them
together.
There
we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Teal can marry us.
Yeah.
Mojo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.